USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Iowa's First in the Nation caucuses set for tomorrow, the Democratic presidential hopefuls have spread out across Iowa this weekend. Among them, former Vice President Joe Biden.
Some of my colleagues in this race think it's naive of me to think we can bring the country together. I refuse to accept the notion that it's a forever war between Democrats and Republicans.
At one of his campaign stops yesterday, candidate Pete Buttigieg was taking issue with something that Biden's been saying.
The vice president is saying this is no time to take a risk on someone new. But I would argue this is no time to take the risk of falling back on the familiar when we're facing a fundamentally new kind of opposition.
For the first time, coronavirus has claimed a life outside of China, where it originated. The victim, said to be a man in his 40s, who died in the Philippines. Over 300 people have died of it in China. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Back to Iowa, where the final Des Moines Register CNN MediaCom poll before tomorrow's caucuses there is being pulled after a respondent raised an issue with how it was being administered. They claim one of the candidates may have been omitted from a list of choices when the person was told to name their preferred candidate. According to the Des Moines Register, the problem, in its words, appears to have been isolated to one surveyor, but because they cannot confirm that, they're not releasing the poll's results. The stage is set for this evening's Super Bowl 54, and that includes a massive amount of security in and around Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. The director of NFL events and head of the Super Bowl experience says it's an all-hands-on-deck event with local police, the FBI, Secret Service, and counterterrorism officials all involved. Game time 6:30 p.m. Eastern time as the San Francisco 49ers will meet the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he has cut ties once and for all with the United States as well as Israel as Arabs reject the Trump administration's Middle East peace plan. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
The administration's plan sets aside sections of land for a Palestinian state, but current illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories would then be annexed to the State of Israel. The plan, which calls for a demilitarized Palestinian state, was developed through U.S.-Israeli negotiation without any input from the Palestinians. Abbas announced he would cut ties at an emergency meeting of Arab League foreign ministers in Cairo after he and the leaders of Iran and Turkey rejected the plan and said it was one-sided.
The co-founder of the British band Gang of Four is dead. A statement from the band saying guitarist Andy Gill died yesterday at the age of 64 after a brief respiratory illness. The band was formed by Gill and lead singer John King in 1976. A final album is still said to be in the works. And on this Groundhog Day 2020, America's most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, is out with his annual weather prediction. He came out of his burrow in western Pennsylvania and did not see his shadow. That means we're supposed to get an early spring. Had he seen his shadow, it would have meant six more weeks of winter. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.